Paddy, here we are in the aftermath of victory in the big derby against Derry, an ideal way to start your season.
Yeah, I suppose it's the perfect start. The performance might have been out there, but here we gritted the teeth and we got the 3 points in the end up. I suppose Derry might have been the better side in a lot of quarters, but as I said, here we gritted our teeth, we came away with 3 points. Whether it was lucky or not, we've got the 3 points and we move on the next week.
Well, when the chances arose, you took them. That's what it boiled down to.
Well, I suppose here's goals won games.
Yeah.
You know, simple as, you know, you have to take your chances. And especially in the Premier Division, you have to take your chances. But here, there's bits and pieces. You know, pitch might have been great for both teams. We struggled for probably the first 15-20 minutes to kind of cope with them, but here we got ourselves rounded up and we went at it, and we slowly but surely kind of got ourselves back into the game, and we got a goal in the first half and we regrouped at half time and we came back out and we said we would have needed another goal to win it, which was true, you know, and the ball fell to Kearney, and you know at the time we didn't know whether it was onside or offside, but he took a goal well. Yeah. And today you have to finish it.
And defensively, you have knocked on from where you were last year because you were sound in the back line last year and that big promotion run and then getting promoted to the Premier Division. And things really haven't changed because that performance was there tonight as well. Solid at the back?
Well, I suppose here it goes from the back five, but also the boys in front of us. We kind of, you know, there's the old saying, you defend from the front, and we, as an 11, and even the subs that came on, we knew our jobs and everybody stuck to it. You know, yes, we've got our position in there, but everybody, you know, they dug in, and you can't kind of just go single out defence. I think, you know, as a team, we know what we need to do. You know, Molly's, he's drilled it into us that we need to be hard to beat, and it kind of showed there as well. But here, we probably rode our luck at times, but there's a lot of games to go, and we're looking forward to this in the Premier Division.
Yeah, you mentioned the word team there. The new faces and the new guys have come in, and on the evidence of tonight, they've gelled and settled right in.
They brought a fresh approach to training, you know, and to be fair, that's some experience. And as well, like I say, it's just a freshness, you know, a lot of new faces in there, and they've gelled, and you know, that's, I suppose, the warning thing sometimes when you bring in a lot of new faces, how long does it take them to kind of gel in? But here, to be fair to them, it hasn't been a problem, and they're all good lads.
There's young men there, and then there's a couple of older men as well. Barry Malloy is new under the Harps panel, just joined this week, a player of vast experience and knows a lot about Derry, and I'm sure he had a big contribution over the last couple of days and planning for this victory with you.
I think you kind of had the nail on the head yourself there when you mentioned Baz there. He's got vast experience. He's you know, his record speaks for himself. He's a great player, and he's come on with a great attitude, you know, and it's tonight there before he went off, he was great for us. He done a great job, and you know, hopefully his experience helps us, you know, and kick on. We've got a lot of games to go through and a lot of tough games. We've got Dundalk next week. They don't get much tougher, but at the same time, it's the Premier Division. It's what you look forward to, playing against the top teams.
Yeah, and now you've got 1-1 under your belt, and we talked about this in our preview in Highland last week, Paddy, that it's so crucial when you're the new boys on the top flight to get that first one under your belt, because you're one of the favourites, or you are the favourites actually, to drop back down to the first division. We're not going to beat around the bush, but that's the state of play. That's what they're talking about. So this is huge to get a one on the first night and get that crucial first 3 points under your belt.
I suppose the saying is, you know, get the 3 points as quick, you know, get that monkey off the back kind of thing. So here we've got the 3 points, and we just need to kind of, I suppose, kick on. Like I say, we've got a lot of tough games coming up. Yeah. You've got like Dundalk away, you've got Sligo, Shamrock Rovers coming up as well. So we just have to, I suppose, take one game at a time. You know, we'll go back and we'll recover after the day. We'll go back in Monday. We'll set our stall up for Dundalk, and here we just have to kick on. Yes, a lot of people will probably be looking down on us, but here, and that's up to us to kind of, you know, when it comes to the 90 minutes on the pitches, change that opinion.
Just finally, you'd like to have some more 90 minutes like what we've seen tonight. Again, we had it in the playoff and now we had it tonight against Derry, a massive night at Finn Park, and this is where you play soccer with your local senior club.
Yeah, here's great, you know, it's brilliant to be a part of Finn Harps, especially when they're playing the Premier Division. It's like, as a kid growing up, coming up here and you're watching the big nights, you want to be a part of it, and that's what you want to grow up and, you know, I suppose you want to sample. And I suppose we've had a fair share of dark days here. Here, it's a big night. We got our 3 points, but we won't get too carried away either.
Yeah. Paddy, well done tonight.
Cheers, Arsene. Thank you.